how's my favorite girl in the world?
Hey, baby.
Who's the girl that I love? Who's the girl that I'll do anything for? I'll wash her feet with my mouth.
Oh, honey. How are you?
After a 10-mile run.
Ew.
I would.
Ew.
I would.
Ew. How are you, honey?
Oh, I'm doing good.
I miss you.
I miss you, too. How's my favorite girl?
I'm good.
Is she okay?
Uh-huh.
Are you guys having fun?
Yes.
I'm so glad. What are you going into purr mode?
Oh, gosh, we kept missing you, huh?
I know.
Last
it's been a while.
And today.
It's been a long time.
It's been so long. I know. You missed, like, all the drama here.
No drama.
Yeah, there was such drama. There was drama and there was suspense. And then there was relief. And then there was ecstasy.
No.
Well,
not the ecstasy.
Ecstasy of sorts.
I wasn't inclined to call you because I just wanted to give you enjoy your time.
Yeah.
You know, like I felt like.
Totally.
You know, so that's. There were a couple times I wanted to call you and I did it for that reason.
Uh-huh. Oh, thanks. Yeah, well, the thing was, I hadn't told you, but my period is really late. You know, and I guess we would talk and then we'd hang up and then I thought, oh gosh, I forgot to tell you.
I've been meaning to ask you about that.
Really? You haven't had it yet? No. I mean, and it's been so long. And so it's like 8 days late and I thought, I'm sure I'm pregnant. I'm positive. And I was waiting till Jill got here to even try to check.
Yeah.
And so we went to go get an EPT, a pregnancy test. And then that's why we were calling you last night, you know?
What happened?
And then, of course, it came out fine. So that's
Came out negative.
Yeah, so that's the relief and the ecstasy.
So you can't be pregnant?
No, I don't know. Unless it was a false negative, which I doubt.
That's because, rare, right?
Right, I think that would be really rare.
So, you know what I mean? Like, would it come out negative? Let's say if you were pregnant and it's early stages.
Mm-hmm.
Like would a negative? You know what I'm saying? Like, could you get, is it possible that you could still be positive?
I think there'd be a slight chance of it being a false negative, but I don't think so because I'm pretty late, and I think I'm late enough where I would have like enough of the hormone that the pregnancy test tests for. I think I would have enough of that in my urine that, of course, it would show up if I had any in there.
Yeah.
You know, so I took that as a pretty good sign.
Oh, my God, honey, how come you've been keeping all this inside?
I know. I didn't mean to keep it inside. I mean, I didn't
mean...
But
you love me.
Oh. I didn't mean to not tell you at all. It was just we would hang up the phone, and then I thought, oh, yeah, I forgot to mention that I'm kind of late. Because I didn't think it was a huge deal. But then, I guess I wasn't trying. I think I was in a bit of denial. Like, I wasn't really thinking about it much. You know, because I knew once we got here, then I would go get the test.
So is that all the drama?
That was the drama, and that was the suspense, and that was the relief, and that was the ecstasy.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, honey.
Oh.
Little bunnies going through the whole wide spectrum of emotions. She's doing it without me. She's going solo on this.
I'm going solo.
This is joking, going solo.
I know, I thought it was so funny last night, like, what if it came back positive, and then that would mean the next time I talked to you, I'd be telling you that I was pregnant, and then I thought, gosh, poor Jules, like, I hadn't given you any, like, you know, like, I hadn't warned you or anything, and it would have been such a surprise.
Totally.
So that, oh my gosh. I was even going to bring the camera into the bathroom to take a picture of the EPT because I thought, you know, it's like such a momentous occasion. Like, when it came out positive. And then I thought, of course, like, I know I wouldn't have it or anything, but I thought if the slight chance I would have it and it really became a person someday, wouldn't they love to see the photograph of the EPT with the positive sign on it, knowing that that was like its first sign of life?
Uh-huh. Oh my gosh.
I know, it's kind of
spooky. It's not my idea of a good time right now, sweetie.
Sorry.
Maybe somewhere down the road, but right now it kind of makes me sick.
I know. Me too. I was very... But it was just a thought that went through my head.
No, that's a very cute thought. Let's talk that up. It's a very cute topic.
You know me and cameras.
Oh, honey.
Oh, so how are you?
You know what's even better?
What?
You can do like a self-timer.
A self-timer?
With you right next to it.
So?
I'm the mom. You know?
Oh, gosh.
Next to the results.
Oh, gosh. Right. And that could even send it to EPT.
Yeah.
Use it for advertising. In fact, I could send it to you because I have it, the test right there.
Oh.
Anyhow.
So how are you outside of that?
Good, good. We had such a nice day. It's really beautiful here.
It is?
Uh-huh, like 70 degrees and sunny, and we walked around. We went to a park, and we just talked and talked and sat in the sun, and we had such a nice day. We went out for dinner with Joy.
Oh, what a joy.
We just got back here.
Great, so you've been relaxing.
Uh-huh.
Do you have school?
Yeah, well, I had school on Friday.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and I have it on Monday, too.
Gotcha. Yeah. Jill's leaving tomorrow?
Uh-huh, she's leaving tomorrow night.
So you guys have been having a good time?
Uh-huh, such a good time. It's so good to see her.
Staying up late?
Uh-huh, we stayed up till like 3:30 last night.
What are you guys doing, talking or something?
Just talking.
Just talking? Just talking.
We have a lot to catch up on.
I know, I'm just kidding.
What have you been up to?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Just homework.
Yeah?
I just played basketball at Main Beach.
Oh.
I talked to this Asian guy who's 26 years old, and he's a very sweet guy. He just moved to Laguna.
Uh-huh.
And we just got hit one of those conversations where he's talking about everything.
Uh-huh.
like real political and everything from Norm Nixon. That's the basketball player. I said Norm instead of like President Nixon.
Oh, right.
From Nixon to like Rush Limbaugh to abortion to capital punishment.
Wow.
Like, yeah. You know, and it's so funny because he's a Catholic. And, you know, like I nailed him on the contradiction. He's like pro-capital punishment and pro-life.
Uh-huh.
I said, try to explain that to me. I don't understand.
Wait, he said he's pro-capital punishment.
And pro-life.
And pro-life, right.
That's like, to me, that's like a huge contradiction. And he said, he justified it as, well, see, those little embryos, they don't have a decision, they can't make a decision, you know, and they're going to die.
This is what he was saying.
Yeah, and he said that, you know, people who commit crimes, you know, that calls for the death penalty, they brought it upon themselves.
Oh, wait, Jeff, can you hang on just a sec?
Yes.
What did he say? Oh, you are? Okay. Okay, I'll come over.
Where's Jill going?
She's going next door.
Who?
To Robbie's.
Oh. Has she been clicking
right
with
there.
Your friends?
Yeah, we're going to go hang out there.
With who?
We're going to go hang out next door at Robbie's. He's having some people over.
Oh, Robbie with the kitty.
Right, Robbie with the kitty.
Has Jill been...
My sweatshirt. I put it back in the closet.
Has Jill been digging your friends?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we spent some time...
It's up on the... Up folded. Up there high. Yep.
You
okay,
can't
so
talk to both of us at the same
okay,
time.
Okay, I'll come next door.
Jill's going next door.
Bye, Jill.
She's bye. Yeah. We hung out with Donna, and they hit it off. And we went out to dinner with Joy tonight. And she's met everybody.
Great.
Yeah.
How's Jill? How's her state of mind? Does she seem at peace with herself? Is she happy?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. She seems really good.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Okay, now tell me the stuff that she doesn't want you to tell me. Now she's gone.
Now's the chance.
Yeah, because remember, you're my girlfriend before you're her friend.
Oh, sweetie.
Remember, you're going to spend the rest of your life with me. I'm your partner. I know there's stuff that you want to tell me.
Oh, dear.
Go ahead.
No, nothing.
Let it out, honey. Come on, sweetie. Come on, honey. Let it out like a good girl. Like a good girl.
No.
You're such a little giggly monster.
Just when I talk to you.
You just need me to be cuddled.
Oh.
You need to be squeezed and caressed and loved.
Oh, I miss you.
You do?
Yes.
No, I miss you too. Mm. No, Rob's doing?
What?
Rob decided that he just needed a vacation or something.
Uh-huh.
So he took off for Big Bear.
You're kidding.
Had no idea where he was going.
All by himself?
All by himself, and he found a cabin. He called me.
Mm-hmm.
He found a cabin, like, overlooking Big Bear Lake.
You're kidding.
And it's, like, this big cabin with, like, four beds in it. But, you know, because nobody's up there now.
Uh-huh.
So he got it for $55 a night, and he's staying there for a few nights.
All by himself?
All by himself. He just wants to be up in the mountains. He wants to write and just, you know, get in tune with himself.
Wow. Did he want you to go with him?
Oh, no, I couldn't go.
Oh.
I think he was trying to get a girl to go with him.
But that fell through.
So he went from, like, the romantic sexual getaway to, you know, a soul-searching bond with nature type of deal.
Right. Oh, I hope he's not disappointed.
I know.
Oh, no, that sounds great. I mean, that sounds, you know,
it reminds me of us.
Mm-hmm, getting away like that.
Just get away.
I'd love to. You know, I was talking to Carrie tonight. I gave Carrie a call.
Wow.
And,
at Michael's?
Uh-huh. And wow. She was so miserable because she's studying. But she only has 2 weeks left.
Wow.
Only 2 weeks left, and I was just thinking, gosh, and then she has off, and she has vacation, and oh, it just sounded so good.
She must be so excited, though.
Well, she sounded really bummed, actually, just because school is so tough right now.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, only 2 more weeks.
That's a fast medical school year.
Uh-huh.
Wow, when did they start?
It was really quick. I think, like mid-August.
Mid-August.
Yeah, or maybe the beginning of August. Maybe the beginning.
Did she ask you about what you thought of Michael and stuff?
No, she didn't. We didn't talk long at all. She had to go, like she was in the middle of studying.
Oh, yeah.
Like she was serious.
She's serious.
Yeah, she's totally serious.
Good girl.
Yeah.
Oh, honey, I miss you.
I miss you, too.
I miss looking into those eyes.
Oh.
And smelling those thighs.
Oh, yeah, I miss you a lot. It's hard when Jay's here, we talk about you so much.
No, you don't.
Yes, we do.
You're just saying that.
No.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
Wait, you really do? No, real?
Really? We do, but it makes me miss you more, you know.
Do you say any bad things about me?
Us? Who, us?
Oh, that's the wrong crowd, huh? Well, give me the highlights.
The highlights?
Yeah.
Of what we talk about you?
Yeah.
Let me think of some good ones.
Condense it down to a minute.
Okay, we said something so funny today, and I thought when Jill said it, it captured you so well, and we both laughed, because I think it was just so funny how well we both know you. I guess we were talking about, I don't know what came up, we were talking about TV or television shows, and I mentioned, yeah, you like to watch MASH,
mm-hmm.
And she laughed and said, yeah, can't you just picture Jeff sitting on his couch and watching MASH with some orange juice with ice cubes. And we started laughing, and Jill went, that's just a slice of heaven, like little piece of heaven. And we just thought it was so funny because, like, it really captured you. Like, we both know you'd be sitting there with orange juice with ice cubes.
Only I haven't had ice cubes here since September.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because you know how big thick the freezer gets?
Uh-huh.
I just don't even bother. I just keep it at a high temperature.
Uh-huh.
Or I keep it really cool, so it's cold enough for me.
Oh.
So you're absolutely right. I drink orange juice, but I go through like a carton of orange juice every 2 days.
Honey.
Impressive, huh? Oh, the old lady.
Oh.
She just looked at me, and you know what I just realized? She looked at me. She's walking down the stairs. She looked at me, and she didn't see me.
Really?
Yeah. I waved at her, and she just kept going.
Maybe if there's a reflection or something.
What a body she has.
Isn't that incredible? Are our bodies going to do that?
It's like she's evolving. You know, like, it's funny.
Degenerating. No.
Yeah. It's kind of weird, huh? The whole cycle of life. What a fucking trip. I know you get excited about things like this too, but did you read in the paper about the planets circulating around other stars?
No. What about them?
There's proof. What's the word that goes before proof?
Irrefutable.
Irrefutable proof.
What's the word that goes before proof?
Thank you, honey. That was so good. What a good team we are. I could just see myself like lecturing to a bunch of people and like, oh, honey, by the way, what's that word that...
that goes before
irrefutable. Yeah, oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you very much. What would I do without her? wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah.
Oh, honey. Wouldn't that be funny?
No, it would
like
be...
if someone was lecturing and they said... they looked at you. They said, is my wife here? And she raises her hand. Oh, honey, what were we talking about the other night?
You know what I'm looking for, honey. You know what I'm talking about.
Wouldn't the whole place just laugh?
Yeah, I think it's so funny.
Okay, anyway, can I run this by you really
uh-huh.
quick? There's this scientist that came up with irrefutable proof that they found two planets circulating around a sun or a star. In the universe, outside of our solar system.
Really?
And so, which, like, made me think, you know how, like, we have always talked about life being out there? You know, like, there has to be, because there's planets evolving around, various stars and stuff, just like ours.
Uh-huh.
And, but see, I never knew that that was just a theory. You know, a theory that there were planets going around other stars.
You mean you actually thought that we had seen this before?
No, actually, I didn't. I just thought that it was like pretty much factual.
Oh yeah, not at all.
So, you know, so it's kind of like a leap of faith, you know, that we've always thought that.
Mm.
You know, I mean, like a scientist who can't really prove it, like they make this leap of faith, you know, they just assume, right, that there were planets
mm-hmm.
around other suns, right?
Right. Just by the sheer numbers, they thought, well, what are the chances, you know, if we have billions and millions of stars, then chances are, you know, even if it takes like one in a million chance for there to be another planetary system, well, like we have millions and millions and billions of opportunities to have that happen.
Uh-huh.
So I think that's the whole thing, like Carl Sagan would always go, yeah, billions and billions, like he would say that.
Uh-huh.
I think he would say that. But yeah, so anyhow, like in what galaxy, like what solar... Like what galaxy was the star in?
Santa Barbara? I'm not sure. I don't know the details. But anyway, what it made me think about was the fact that, you know how you always, this might sound a little silly,
mm.
but you know how like you, like I'm very passionate about certain ideas.
Really?
You know, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How, and then you're like more scientific or you're more, you know, open to other possibilities.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, in, like, you know, like you're just even with people, but with the, like you would ask, like, how do you know for sure, you know?
Mm.
And it's like, you know, like the, oh, I don't know, where was I going with that?
That, and now here it is. Here's the factual proof. And so that, I can be satisfied.
Yeah, well, just to show you that, you know, like you can make an assumption and you can assume something that feels really correct, and it turns out to be that way.
Sure, some of the time.
yeah.
I feel like, well, if you also felt that, I don't know, you could feel something that wouldn't be proved right.
Yeah.
But, no, but I think that's so exciting, honey.
Oh,
I didn't see that in the newspaper.
It's okay, sweetie.
No.
It was more exciting when I was thinking about it the other night.
No, it's so exciting. I mean, I
know my whole idea about.
I mean, it's so exciting that I like don't even believe you. Like, I think it's that exciting.
Oh my god! Like, I feel don't like believe me.
No, it's so exciting that I feel like I want to go read it in the newspaper for myself. Like, I can't believe it. Like, how come it's not on the news? And
I know
there aren't like parties now.
And they've been studying the two planets
mm-hmm.
and their patterns and how they like they circled their star,
uh-huh.
and they think that there's not, it can't, those planets can't sustain life.
Oh, just from the distance from it?
No, from, from their surface, the planet's surface.
Oh, they can see that?
Well, it's weird. They get it from, like, they pick up heat waves.
Oh.
You know, and It's just, obviously, they can't see really see anything. Uh-huh. The only way they can tell that the planets are out there, like, they can tell, like, the stars are out there just by radio waves. And, and you know what?
God, that's so incredible.
And heat waves. It's unbelievable how man has, you know, like...
From this little point in the whole universe, like, we've been able to tell so much just with science.
I know. Isn't that wild?
Just with... Oh, that's so incredible.
That sends me out there.
Wow. Totally. Oh, wow. That's so exciting.
Oh, honey, you're not pregnant.
No, I'm...
You were convinced you were pregnant?
Well, I only got convinced the moment before I was waiting for the results. Like, all before that. Well, I'm late, but I don't feel any of the symptoms. But I got so nervous right when I was taking the test. I was kind of not taking it that seriously, because it's just... It's such an unbelievable concept to think that maybe I would be pregnant. So I wasn't really believing it. And then, but the moment that I did the test, I got so scared. And I thought, oh my God, like, this isn't kidding around. Like, what if I am? And it's a distinct possibility. And I got so scared. Like,
did you cry?
No, I didn't cry. But Jewel was here. Like, it was so scary. And, but, you know, we were watching it and it didn't turn blue or,
no.
You know, so it was, you know, it was.
Are you sure it would have been mine? You know, I would have denied it if you said it was mine.
I was messing around with the repairman.
Honey.
No.
Honey, I'm just kidding, my love. You'd sure learn a lot about me if that happened.
God.
Oh, honey, that would just, like, ruin your whole idea of who I am, huh? It would just, like, I'd just blow up everything that we had if I... I was that cruel.
You just refuted it?
If I said, no way.
I'm not taking any responsibility.
If it's mine, then it's your fault for getting pregnant.
Oh, God.
What? Oh, no. Do you think we'd be able to make it through that? If I
don't think
you, would you be able to look above that?
Forgive that.
Just let that one thing pass?
Yeah.
No way. I wouldn't let you. Well, I just want you to get pregnant so you can see how I'm going to take it.
Oh.
I'll love you and support you.
Mm.
Send you some money.
Great!
Oh, sweetness. What a pain in the ass that would be.
I know. You know what? I think out of anything, it would just be... That would bother me. Just like, I don't have the time to deal with it. Like, you know, like, what is a pain in the neck?
We have to be really safe this summer.
Totally. Well, I'm going to go on the pill.
Oh, honey, are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. It's...
Yeah, what are we going to use? Condoms? Well, they're coming out with condoms for women.
Right. Well,
I would never in a million years expect you to wear something like that, honey. I swear to God.
I
those
saw
are the grossest contraptions ever. Yeah.
I just saw one the other day, actually. They're strange looking.
Wow.
We had a woman, a physician, come and talk to us about all the different kinds of contraception and to tell us about RU486. Is that the drug?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
To tell us about that and Norplant and the side effects of everything. And it was so interesting.
Wow.
Yeah. It was
Is RU46, is that going to be implemented?
Well, it's not available here in the United States. It's only in France.
England.
And, yeah, in Sweden.
Right? But, I mean, are there people trying to make it law here?
I think so, but I just think, you know, politically, I doubt it will be for a while. Such a bummer.
It's such a great, you know, that would be so great if people could get that. Stay away from those pro-lifers throwing things at them.
Oh, no, I know. Gosh. You know what, sweetie? I think I'm going to go, like, rescue Jewel because she's been there and she probably doesn't know anybody and, you know?
Okay, honey. You're choosing. You can choose.
Oh, honey.
Oh, I'm so glad you guys are having a good time.
Yeah. Oh, it's so great. It's so great.
Oh, it's well, give, so nice. Give her a hug for me.
Okay. It's almost surreal having her here.
Oh, yeah?
You know, just because